Okay, so we'll begin the next part of this discussion about the Tevilah, specifically the question of Tevilah Bayom. This is Sif Gimel here in Siman Kuf, here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi. We discussed last time, of course, we know that a woman before going to the mikveh, let's say on a deraisa level, she has to wait 7 days, right? Doesn't matter if she bleeds for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or all 7 days. She's in either for 7 days, and then she can go to the mikveh, but you have to wait till the 7 days are up. So she can go to the mikveh that night. For us, we assume that every need is a possible zava, like we discussed earlier in the year. So you have to wait for Shiva Nekiyim. And the question is, can you go during the day of the seventh day? Because you have a Shiva Nekiyim, you're not going at the end of the period of being a Nida, because, you know, or the Nida days are up already. She's counting Shiva Nekiyim. All right, so she'll do a check sometime during the day of the seventh day. So you see that it's a Yom Naki. Can she go to the mikveh on the day of the seventh, or do you have to wait till nighttime? So here we find the following, a couple of drushes in the Gemara. First of all, one pasuk, again, we've seen many times. Parashat Mitzorah, Vayikra, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yates, in source one, Ve'isha kis yezov, Adom yevzov, Yevzor, Shivas yomim, Tiyeh benidosa. Okay, so Anida is Anida for 7 days. The implication is for 7 full days. During, I mean, not necessarily 7 full days, 24 hours from the time she first sees blood, but 7 day units, so to speak. And therefore, she's mommy is always from Shivas Yomim, Tiyeh benidosa. So therefore, a regular Anida on a deraisa level would not be able to go to the mikveh during the day of the seventh day because she hasn't yet experienced the full 7 days, Shivas Yomim, Tiyeh benidosa. So here we have a braisa, the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, source number two. The Gemara says, Kol Chayvei Tevilos, all other people who become Tamei, for whatever the reason, Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas, whatever other type of Tumah there is, okay, Kol Chayvei Tevilos, Tevilos and Bayom, can go to the mikveh during the daytime. Okay, whenever the last day, whatever the situation is cleared up, so they can go to the mikveh of the day. Okay, however, Nida, the Yoledes, Nida is an exception. Also, Yoledes, again, who's going to the mikveh the first time having a baby, which we equate to Nida. It's not a topic now. We talked about Yoledes, but Nida, Yoledes, Tfilos and Balayla. Okay, the Gemara says that most Tamei people have to go to the mikveh, come to our, go to the mikveh, go during the day, but a Nida and Yoledes must go at night. That's Gemara Pesachim, Tzadi, Amud Beis. The Tanya, how do we know? So Yochol Tehei Toveles Bod Yom. Okay, so the Gemara has. Havamina, maybe Taka, a woman who's a Nida also should be able to go during the day. Bod Yom, meaning it's still daytime, still daylight of the seventh day. Talmud, that's the pasuk. No, Shivas Yomim, Tiyeh Benidosa, Tehei Benidosa, Kol Shiva. Right? The simple shot in the pasuk, Shivas Yomim, Tiyeh Benidosa means Tehei Benidosa, Kol Shiva. And then the Gemara adds, Yoledes, Ishkos Onida. Okay, Yoledes is compared to Nida. Again, I said, it doesn't mean Meis Leis. You have to figure out when the Shvi first start bleeding and count 7 full, 24 hours from that point. Maybe, but it means the day, whatever day she begins to see, that counts as day one. Okay? And then a day says she counts 7 full days, again, on the riser level. And then at the end of the 7 days, you go to the mikveh, but you can't go during the day. She has to wait till night. Okay? So that's one, that's one source that's relevant. Then there's a Gemara in Nida, that's a Gemara Pesach on Saturn Beis. A Gemara in Nida on Samach Zion Beis, so the end of Masechta. Based on another pasuk in Mitzorah there, by Yikra Perak Tetzav pasuk Chav Ches 4, we had this pasuk already also a few times, especially recently. Vim Torah Mizova B'Sofra Lo Shivus Yom. This is about Azova. She counts 7 days. Va'achar Titor. Again, the first pasuk in Source 1, Perak Tetzav pasuk Yates, was talking about Anita. Anita writes so Shivus Yom Tehei Benidasa, and as the Gemara explains, right, Tehei Benidasa Kol Shiva. She has to be Anita for full 7 days. Good. Okay, now this pasuk is talking about Azova here in pasuk Chav Ches, Perek Tezvav and Parashat Mitzorah, right? In Torah, Azova v'Sofra Lo Shivas Yomim v'Achar Titor, afterwards she becomes Torah. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara here in Nida says the following: Samach Zayin Beis, Omar Rav, Nida Bizmano. Okay, Nida was going to the mikveh Bizmano. Okay, let's look at Rashi in 6. Nida Samach Zayin Beis, Rashi Nida Min B'Shvi. Again, that's talking about a Nida. Okay, Rashi explained it. We need the doraisa kamayr shalom sofer shivinakim. First part of the first statement of Rav is talking about a regular nido. It doesn't count. Again, a nido doraisa. Remember, doraisa, you don't need shivinakim. Just have 7 days, no matter even if she bled the last day. Okay, total of 7 days. So nido doraisa. It says ena tovelas ela belayla. She has to go at night. And again, Rashi, the second Rashi in source 6 there on Samach Zayin Beis, quotes the Gemara that we just saw in Pesachim Tzadi Beis, right? Dichsiv bo tia benidosa tehei benidosa kol shiva. So good, I understand, says Rav, Nida cannot go during the day. Nida can't go during the day. got to wait till the end of the 7 days. Okay. So therefore, and Tovelas El Belayla. However, with Shalobizman, let's say it's now the next day, Shalobizman, then says Rav, Tovelas Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla. Right? It's the eighth day. Right? For whatever the reason, she didn't go at night the 7 days. Now it's the next day. So now she did experience the full 7 days. It's not a problem of Tehei, but it's also called Shiva because she did. Now it's the eighth day. So then Rav's of the opinion, then she can taka go on the eighth day during the day also. Tovelas Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla. Well, that's Rav. Yeah, good. However, Yochanan Amar no, Bain Bizmana, Bain Shalom Bizmana, Eina Tovelas Ela Belayla. Yochanan disagrees. He says, no, I don't care which day it is. She can't go on the seventh day, that's for sure. That's the first Gemara. Definitely can't go the seventh day. Okay. But the Rav Yochanan says, if she goes the eighth day, the ninth day, tenth day, whatever, she can never go during the daytime. Okay. And it was according to Rav, it's not a din in nighttime or daytime. Like according to Rav, this din is not a din in nighttime or daytime. It's a din in 7 days being up. Okay, so therefore Rav says, well, on the seventh day, 7 days aren't up yet, so you have to wait till nightfall. However, on the eighth day, 7 days are already up, so you can go. So there's no din. It's not a din of nighttime versus daytime, according to Rav. According to Yochanan, it is. Yochanan says, no, you can never go at nighttime. Doesn't matter. It's not a din in 7 days being up. It's a din at nighttime. You don't go during nighttime. Why not? And Rav makes sense. What's the problem? Okay, based on the Gemara Pesachim, Sadeh Mebezin, so it's two. What's the problem with going on the eighth day, during the day? The Gemara says, Mishum Srach Bito. Okay, Srach Bito means it'll cause confusion for her daughter. What does that mean? Rashi says, Mishum Srach Bito. Shino Heges Acharel Litpo Bayom Vafilo Bizmana. Her daughter, or other people in the house, other people will get mixed up. And they'll see you go to the mikveh during the day. They'll realize, oh, okay, I guess it's okay to go to the mikveh during the day, and we'll go sometimes even on the seventh day, right? That's the concern. Srach bita, shoheg esrach elibo b'yom afilu bizmana, okay? And then vasu de koris. Then they're playing with the chiv koris, because if you go to the mikveh during the seventh day, well, the 7 days aren't up yet, so she's still called anita, daraisa. So then she'll come home, chashash to chishuk koris. Below yada the ima b'shmini who the tava b'yom. She won't realize. People won't realize. Oh no, it's only okay to go to the mikveh on the eighth day and on, but not on the seventh day. It's called srach bita. The Yochanan has that concern, and therefore we don't allow it. And then the Gemara continues in the second line that even Rav changed his mind. Af Rav hadar bei domer chia barashi omer Rav nida bein bismana bein shalom bismana and the tovelas ela belayla mishum srach bita. Later on, Rav changed his mind. He came around to the Yochanan's way of thinking, and he says, yes, Taka, we have the concern of srach bita. Okay, so that's this part of the Gemara Nida Samos Anabes. Then the Gemara says, however, Iskin Rav Idi bin Narish or Narish, name of place, okay, Limitpo Biyoma de Tamnian. He allowed women to go during the day on the eighth day. On the eighth day. Why? Mishum Aryavosim. Aryavosim means lions, you know, like prokiasanach, it was Kari Bone, right? Prokiasanach, we pum Aryavosim. They take us out of the lion's mouth. Okay, but it doesn't mean a lot. They're animals. Bottom line, it was dangerous to be out at night. You know, the mikveh at night, you know, there were lions and tigers and bears, whatever. I don't know. There were animals out in the street. Okay, so because of that, you know, he allowed it because it was dangerous a little bit to go on the street at nighttime. Okay. And it continues the Gemara of Achav Yaakov b'Papunya. He plays Mishum Ganvi. Right, they were not animals, but human being animals. Okay, on the street to rob people, you know, and muggers and whatever else. Okay, and so he also allowed it on the eighth day, not the seventh day. That you can't do. That were the derisa, but the eighth day was okay. Rabbi Yehuda b'Pumedisa Mishum Tzina. It was very cold at night. You know, freezing cold out. Rabbi Mechoza Mishum Ibulia. Okay, well, exactly what that means. Okay, the Rebulia or Bulai literally means gatekeepers. Rashi says Shoarei Ha'ir, you know, the town patrol. But Vov de Kochavim, they were goyim around, you know, around the streets or patrolling the streets, you know, and maybe could cause trouble. Or another explanation, Lashana, you know, Binya Binyanim Shel Ma'aros over there, place until the people some tistakein, or they were like pits or holes in the ground, something near the path to the mikveh, and you could fall in. Okay, again, you get the idea. There were extenuating circumstances. All these cases, it was dangerous to go at night. So you can't allow going during the seventh day. That's a violation of Shivas Yomim, Tiyah B'nidosa, like the Gemara says in Pesachim Sadim Beis, Tiyah B'nidosa Kol Shiva. But the eighth day, okay, the only concern is Srach Bita, But under these emergency circumstances, we couldn't go at night. It was somewhat dangerous. It was cold. There were animals around, people, muggers, whatever. So, or it was a dangerous path to walk on. Okay. So they allowed it on the eighth day. All right. No problem. Now, Omer of Papa Rabbi Labaye, Michti. So the Rabbi Papa said to Astro, whatever, one second. Ha'idnu, kulo suffix zavos shavinu. Okay. Today, one second. All the Shavin Rabbanim. Today, all the women are Sofek Zavos, meaning they're counting Shivinakiyim. Okay? So maybe they should be allowed to go during the day of the seventh day of the Shivinakiyim. Why? Because what was the concern of going the seventh day when you're regular Nida? Okay? Well, you haven't yet finished the Tehe Benidosa called Shiva, right? But our women, they did finish the seventh day. So what's Srach Bita? It's a week later. Okay, the whole concern of Srach Bita, the girls will think that it's a different story altogether today. In other words, they're not going, you know, on the seventh day anyway. Okay, so there's no chashash of Srach Bita. Nobody goes on the seventh day. You're worried that the daughter's going to learn, oh, I can go on the seventh day? No, she won't. Nobody goes on the seventh day anyway, right? I mean, right? The derisa. So what's the concern? What's the Srach Bita? And you're going to tell me, but one second, but she should still have to wait till night. Why? Zova can go at night, during the day, I mean. Right? The Gemara said, looking back in two, Psachim, Tzadim, Beis, Kol Chai Betzilus is one except for Nida. Nida, your letter is an exception. But a Zova, who's counting Shiva Nikiyim, could go on the seventh day. Why not? As long as it's... Okay, now, there's a concern, we'll see later, she shouldn't go early in the day. We maybe had it once, because Shema Tiri, maybe on the seventh day she'll still have a Riyas Dam, and it'll uproot the whole thing. So it's not a good idea. But from the point of view of going during the day, it's not a problem. It's just a practical concern. You know, Shema Tiri Vatishta, we'll come back to it. But at the end of the day, there's certainly no problem of Srach Bita. Srach Bita was a concern that if a girl sees her mother going during the day, the eighth day, a regular Nida Daraisa, she'll think you go on the seventh day, and you'll run into the Daraisa problem. But here you're not going to run into the Daraisa problem anyway, because nobody goes at the end of the 7 days. You have Shiva Nikiyam after the days of Nida. So the whole Srach Bita, you follow? Is it clear why the Srach Bita doesn't apply? Because there's no Srach Bita anymore. There's no Chashash anymore. So and the Zoba is allowed to go during the day. So that's where Papa is over Abaye. Okay? Again, three lines from the source, the fourth line of source five. Nida was down in base. Amalar Papa Rabba Abaye. Mithi, in the Kulu something Zoba, Shavin Rabban. Lit Belina be a mama, the Shriya. Why can't you go on the seventh, not the 7 days since you were in Eda, but the 7th day of the Shiva Nikiyam? What's the problem? You understand? So, Mishum Rab Shimon, okay, there's another drusha, and that's the drusha of Shimon. The Tanya, that's the pasuk in, the other pasuk in Mitzorah by Zoba, Perak Tesvav, pasuk of Ches, source 4, it says, Ve'achar Titar. No, the Zoba also shouldn't go during the day. The Tanya, Ve'achar Titar, Achar Lekulon. Shalote, now that means a couple of things. Okay. One is shalote, tumaf sekers ben, and maybe you have to have consecutive days and no riyas dam in the middle. That's not our interest now, but Rav Shimon Omer, achar titar, achar maisa titar. Okay. You have to wait, achar maisa. What's the maisa? Okay. Let's look in Rashi. First, the last couple of Rashi's in there in Psalms 6. Shafila Nida Sofer Shiva Nikiyim. Fine, we saw that. That's the din of Reb Zerah. Who asked Reb Zerah? Lit Pelini B'Momad Shiva. Rashi, look in the key, the third to last Rashi there in 6. B'Momad Shach, it should be allowed. That's what Rav Papa was asking. B'Momad Shach, Im Nida He, if you're worried about Nida, Harayom Tvila Sayosim Yishiva Leviyos. She's much more than 7 days beyond having started with Nida. It's a whole week in between. Bim Zavahi, well, Tovela Zavabayom. So, if you see the Mimonoshach should be allowed to go during the day of the seventh day of the Shiva Nikiyam. Because Altsnida, well, she hasn't been a Nida for a week, her 7 days are up. And Altsava, well, is allowed to go during the day. So, no, we have a Drasha, Achar Maisha, going to suffer Mikhtas Yom Shiva Titar, Ayde Tvila. Okay, so the Rav Shimon says, strictly speaking, the seventh day you can go based on the day. Look at that Rashi. Achar Maisa. Kigon Shesofra Mixas Hayom Shel Shiva. Now we have a din called Mixas Hayom Kikulo. She has to count Shiva Nikiyam. But that doesn't mean it has to be 7 full days. Because the seventh day can count even if you only counted part of the day. Okay? Mixas Hayom Shel Shiva Titar Al Day Tila. Because the din of Mixas Hayom Kikulo. All right? So but says Rav Shimon, Avol Omru Chachamim Osulasos Kain Shema Tovel Day Sofek. Okay, But the Chacham said, don't do it. Strictly speaking, in terms of counting Shiva Nikiyim, yes, the seventh day can count. Even if she does a Bedika in the morning, she finds herself clean. So if she had 7 days, Mitzvah Seyom Kekulo, that's okay. All right. However, Chacham said, don't do it, because there's going to be Shiva Yobo Lidei Suffolk. You run into a Suffolk. Okay. What's the Suffolk? What's the Suffolk? Well, why will maybe run into a Suffolk? What's the Suffolk? So look at the last Rashi on 6. Lidei Suffolk. Shema Teshamesh Bobayom. She'll go to the mikveh, let's say in the middle of the afternoon of the seventh day. Good. Make some kakulo. And then she'll come home. Shema to, and have relations with her husband. Shema Teshamesh Bobayom. Vetirim Yadlachar Tashmesh. And then maybe she'll sit down. Venimsa Sosteris. Kosul Fanev. It's Yosu Psula. Retroactively, she'll now uproot the whole Shiva Nakim. So the Chacham said, don't do it. It's not a violation of something in the Torah. The Torah just says, Va'achar Titar. But Achar doesn't have to be. It has to be after the 7 days, yes, but the seventh day of the Shiva Nikiyim can count based on the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Okay? So that, you follow? And just, but the Chacham said, don't do it, because you might end up in a messy situation. You'll have, she'll come home, she'll go to the mikvah in the morning, the seventh day, she'll come home, she'll have tashma with her husband, and then later in the afternoon, she'll have a Riyas Dam, which will retroactively uproot the whole Shiva Nikiyim, and her whole tefillah is no good. So retroactively, right? So we want to avoid that kind of problem. It's a good idea, don't go till the night. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara in Sfas Fine. Now, this is an aside. The question is the following. Okay. What is it that we say she can't do? It said, look at the last line of 5 in the Gemara there at Salah Al-Bez. Asur Lasos came. Asur Lasos came. It's not allowed to do such, to do this. What's the this? This. Is it she can't go to the mikveh, right, on the seventh day? Or maybe it means she can go to the mikveh but can't what? Have tashmish with the husband till the night. Maybe that's what it means. In other words, she can go to the mikveh, she just won't be muteris labayim until the night. That's unclear from the Gemara. Does the Gemara mean she shouldn't go to the mikveh at all the seventh day? Or no, it's fine to go to the mikveh. Because again, remember, like Rashi before, Manusha, the nida problem is taken care of. It's not the seventh day since she was a nida. It's been almost a week later. Okay? And she's going during the day. So what? Zav is allowed to go during the day. So it's a Manusha. But this is concern. The Chacham said, don't do it, because you may come to a Suffolk problem. Okay, she might see Dom later in the day. Shema Teretista retroactively uproot all the days, and she'll have to now retroactively start over again and ruins those days. Okay, so what is the this that she's not allowed to do it? She's not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do what? Okay, you could argue she shouldn't go to the mikveh on the seventh day. Well, no, maybe it means she can go to the mikveh, but she shouldn't be with her husband. That's the problem. So that's not clear. Okay, that isn't really clear from the Gemara at all. Or it's not really clear. It could be okay that. It could be that, Azava can go, if you look back in source 2, it just says Anita can't go during the day, but Azava can. But there's a possible problem, but maybe you can avoid the problem. The Rabbana make a rule, don't have Tashmi. Go to the mikveh, go ahead. But you can't have Tashmi. Yeah, that's what I mean. So just as a side point, the din of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, so 1 second. So if you have Mitzvah Yom Kekulo here, why not say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo on the Daraisa Nida also, the seventh day. Yeah? And why not say that too? Mitzvah Kekulo. We're saying Mitzvah Kekulo here, so why not say it with the Nida for 7 days? Shivas Yomim Tia Benidasa, right? In the Pesukim Source 1. Shivas Yomim Tia Benidasa. And the seventh Yom, okay, the seventh day, but Mitzvah Kekulo. Right? That's the question. On the Daraisa. You follow? You follow my question? Why not say it there too? You can say it by the Zobos. Why can't you say it by the Nida also? Okay? So you can say, okay, well, the day of Exeris HaKosov. That's why we don't say it. There's Xeris HaKosov, is Shiva Yomim, and the Gemara is a Drasha, Tehei Benidosa, whole Shiva. In other words, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo here. Right? It's Xeris HaKosov. Right? You follow? That's a simple answer. It's Xeris HaKosov, Mitzvah Taket. But there's no such Xeris HaKosov by the Shiva Nikiyim. That way will work for Nida. Now we can say Nida should, it will work for Zova, but Zova shouldn't do it because of the problem with the husband. Now we're just trying to figure out what the it is that she shouldn't do. The Tvila or the Tashmish. But we don't want to say that there because you have a special exercise of Kosovo. The Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav just said a little further, he said, it's not just an exercise of Kosovo. What does Mitzvah Yom Kekulo mean? What does Mitzvah Yom Kekulo mean? It means part of the day counts the whole day. When do we apply that? I mean, you ever hear somebody say, well, you can go to the work Shabbos afternoon, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. I observe Shabbos in the morning. But mitzvah kakulo, obviously don't say that, right? So that actually mitzvah kakulo works when you have what's called a melos, when there's a time has to be covered. It won't work by Shabbos. You can't say ignore work on Shabbos afternoon because mitzvah kakulo, as long as I observe part, what they call it, it's not exactly they refer to it, half Shabbos, you know? People have half Shabbos. Maybe that expression? And some people are not so strong on Shabbos, they're not splitting the day. Okay, but here it's splitting the day. Mitzvah kakulo, obviously don't say that. Okay, those are things mixed up with kakulo by Shabbos. The Rav explained, okay, that mixed up kakulo applies with mixas nihugim. You have to admit when I do some of the nihugim of the day. Okay, so for example, classic examples by Avelis, or Shiva, all of them. The last day of Shiva, you don't have to sit the whole day. Right? The seventh day, you don't sit Shiva the whole day. You just sit in the morning and that's it. You know, you know that experience, right? That's called mixing up kakulo. You're supposed to sit Shiva. You have to count 7 days. The seventh day, so what you got to do something. So what do you do usually? Right after Shacharis, they sit down for a minute. People say, you're welcome. You have mixas nihugim. You have some manifestation, so to speak. Okay? So by Zova, there is a manifestation. There's a niyug. What's a niyug? She has to do a bedika to make sure it's a yom naki, right? She has to just do some sort of a bedika, okay? But by nida, there's no niyug. There's no niyug. She's a nida for 7 days. Nothing she's to do or not do. On a deraisa level, I'm talking about. The deraisa woman gets her period, so she's a nida for 7 days. Not just exeris akosel, but she's a nida for 7 days. Well, you can't count only part of the seventh day because there's nothing she does, right? There's no niyug. You follow the answer what you're saying? There's no activity, there's no maisa, there's no niyug that she does. By Azova, there is a niyug, namely the bedika. She has to do something. All right, so that's why mixed and cool doesn't apply. It's the same thing, some discussion about, there's some discussion about Yud Beis Chodesh, okay? After a parent dies, God forbid, so you're in mourning for a year, Yud Beis Chodesh. But the year, it doesn't end, there's no mixed and cool at the end of the last day. Why is there no mixed and cool? So some say, well, yeah, because it's, or let's say Shloshim. Shloshim, it's a full 30 day. You don't have to, there's no mixam kakulo on the 30th day of Shloshim. Well, why not? Okay. So you could say because, it's mixayom kakulo, not mixas achodesh kakulo. We'll not say the same thing. But the Rav Soloveitchik said, certainly in terms of Yud Beis Chodesh, again, because there's no niyug per se, you know, there are isurim. There are isurim. With Shloshim and Niyug, you know, a lot of whatever, you know, shave, you know, other than they're Isurim, but there's no Niyug we have to do. So that's why we don't apply it to there. Okay, anyway, getting back to our topic. The question is now, what is the it? So, you know, so it's no Gela Maisa. So on the seventh day of the Shiva Nekiyim, you can't do what? You can't go to the mikveh? So again, on the seventh day of the Nida Doraisa, for sure you can't do anything because you haven't had 7 full days. You have to wait at night. But I'm talking about Zvanazet. We treat everyone like a Zava. Okay, so now what happens on the seventh day of the Shiva Nekiyim? Can you go to the mikveh but just don't have tashmish to your husband? Or no, you can't even go to the mikveh. Unclear from the Gemara. So we have different opinions we've shown. That's what we'll look at now. Tosas, they're in either Samach, Zayin Beis, source 7. Also, Lasos Kane. Says Tosas, Tzorach Lomar, Asos, Lasos Kane, Litbol. You can't be told, you can't go to the mikveh. Tosas says we should not go to the mikveh. Okay? Because if you're talking about Tashmish, okay, it's not that she, you know, Tosa says, no, it's not that she go to the mikveh, but she just can't have Tashmish. No. He said, because then the Gemara would not have used the language, Shalot Tova Lidei Suffolk. Okay? Shalot Tova Lidei Suffolk. All right? What does Suffolk mean? Maybe she'll see, you know, the Dom later in the Tefillah will retroactively be no good. Right? That's the Suffolk. If it's, the issue is she shouldn't have Tashmish, what do you mean? If she has Tashmish, guess what? There's no suffix. Okay? In other words, there's no the hakvar bo b'shas tashmish shema tireh. Okay? Vavalimah shalo tovah le'idei vadai. You're telling you don't have tashmish. Okay? So then if she does then, and she sees down later on the vadai issue, so it says shema tovah le'idei vadai. Not shema tovah le'idei suffix. That's the language of the Gemara, right? The language of the Chachamim, the last line of 5. There in Samach Zayin Beis, Amar Chachol also asking Shema Lo Lovi De Sofik. Okay, the language Shema Lo De Sofik doesn't make sense. If she saw, okay, then it's a vada that her husband was called. It's not a Sofik. What do you mean Shema Tavo Lo De Sofik? If you're telling me don't go to the mikveh, what does that mean? Because maybe later on she'll have a re'i and the tefillah will be no good. Okay, so don't But here with the husband, Shema Tovo Liday, it should be Shema. The Shema is the maybe, right? Shema, maybe, Tovo Liday Suffolk. What's the suffix? Okay, whether the tefillah end up being valid or not. But Shema Tovo Liday Suffolk with the husband, she had Rhea. It's a real problem. He was Vadai with Anita. He was Vadai with Anita. All right, that you can argue. That's what Tosa says. And then he has discussion more later on. Okay, but at the end, the bottom line is Tosa says no tefillah on the seventh day. That's it. Okay, that was the Gemara didn't answer, but it means not only you can't have the tashmish, but you can't have neither either. You can't have tefillah either. Okay, good. Good. Now comes the Ravid. Okay. Okay. Then there's a look in the Ravid, the Shar and Balai Nefesh, Shar and Tzilas Siman Aleph. Quotes Amora, a Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. He writes, "Mekaimalon Rabbi Yochanan, who said on the seventh day, right? Again, Rav himself, right? Changed mind anyway. And he says, "Mahani milach atchila aval e tovla tefilas lo tefila." If she did go to the mikvah during the seventh day, and then there were no problems and so on, the tefila counts. So that's the position of the Ravid. The Ravid says, it's talking about not going to the mikvah. They talked about tefila. He says, if she did go, she's not supposed to go. Okay, not just not supposed, like Tosas, not supposed to, not only not supposed to have tashmish, not even supposed to go to the mikvah. The Ravid is, if she did, right? If she did, then tefila is a tefila. Okay, and then the tefila also counts. And it compares it to other things that tefila counts also. Okay. That is just the Batchila, but anyway, we'll come back to the else in the Ravid. But Surinami Limitbo, Kleshitova, there was somebody. Okay, so the Ravid also says that it's a din in the not Ganala go to the mikveh, but he did go to the Tevila counts. All right. And he points out, he said those Gemaras that Rava and all those other things, it was dangerous out, there were animals, there were muggers, there were who knows what? Okay, those are shas and chak situations. Okay, which we'll come back to how that plays out as well. But he definitely says you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. All right, comes the Ravid in the Sogos of Rosa, again called Salama Chalukness of Sogos Mizrach and Levi there in the, on the Balanefesh Shar Tzvila Simon Alav Oz Alav. He says, quotes what the Ravid says, and he says, "Vani Omer no." I think the whole thing of Srach Mita doesn't apply anymore today. It's not Shall Ani Omer Shall Never Shmuzu El Bisman Shall Be Also Omdos Al Din Torah Al Bismanazeh Kulan Sufik Zavos Ein Lachos with Srach Mita Vitoveles Vizayan Lesirosa. Okay, I feel a bayom. Now, Asur Lashamesh Ada Erev, she can't have Tashmish till the evening because of the concern of Reb Shimon that maybe it'll be a problem and it'll end up, end up retroactively and slept with Anita. Okay, that the Rambam agrees to. Okay, it's not to worry about Srach Bita. It's nowhere near the seventh day she became Anita. It's a week later. Okay, therefore she can go to the mikvah on the seventh day. She can't have tashmish. But that is the Mishnah Balamor. Now later on, he quotes Rabbi Tam and others who say, who say you can't have Tvila on the seventh day at all. But he says it's not correct. Okay, he says Kvara Isi on the sixth line. Kvara Isi Divya Rabbeinu Yaakov again. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal Sefer Yosher Shapirish Oser Lasos Kain Oser Lasos Oser Maisos Sol Tvila. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam and saying, no, she can't even go to the mikvah on the seventh day. But the Balamor writes, "Ain't a perish nearly." I don't think it's right. Okay, Tvila is okay, and especially Tvila is about a mitzvah and so on. And it's very far fetched for me to say the Oser to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Especially if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, she should go and just be instructed not to be with her husband. Right? So that's the shita of the Balamor. And he has the other riots from Brisa in the Medrash. Okay, so the Balamor holds that tefillah can be done during the day of the seventh day. But again, as far as I know, that's pretty much a minority view. Okay, the Balamor. You look in the other Rishonim, take a look in the Rashba. Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zayin Shar, Zayin 10, he says, Beferish, also, he talks about Mishnah Kekula, but then he said, look at the second last line. Bekevan Asura Lashamesh, Asura Litbol. Since the concern is Tashmish, right, then it's, so she shouldn't go to the mikveh either. That's like Tosfos, right? It shouldn't go to the mikveh either. And the Rosh, in his Hilchos Mikvos, the back of Nidin, Siman Lamed Vav, 11, look 11, Hilcha Ha'idna Lo Tavli Bayom Klal. There's no going to the mikveh on the seventh day. Period. Okay? Huh? What question?
I was going to ask if he makes exceptions for onus.
He doesn't spell it out. Well, he does, actually. He quotes that Gemara. Okay? Before I get to that, I want to say, look at the Rosh, the second line of the Rosh. And don't tell me there's no more concern, Srach Bita, anyways, because, it's not, nowhere near the seventh day anyway. It's on the Nidah Daraisa. Okay? Oh, because again, what do you mean? The same concern. Okay? If the daughter will see the woman, mother going to the mikvah on the seventh day, she'll think you can go, during the day, even if she only needs to, in other circumstances. Okay? So therefore, he says, we're not worried about it. Okay? And what's the proof that we're not worried about it? We're worried about Srach Bita. Srach Bita applies, I'm going to say the wrong way. Srach Bita applies only when it applies. That's the bottom line. Srach Bita applies under the real concern of Srach Bita. Don't tell me that, we have to be worried about it. Okay? Why? It's only Darabanan. It's Halesa, Harab Mechosa. Those that came with the back in source five, those people who allowed you to go during the day because of circumstances. Okay? That was the eighth day. But the implication is, says the Rosh, if not for those circumstances, it wouldn't even be allowed on the eighth day. The eighth day. Forget about the seventh day. Right, those Gemaras said that they allowed them to go, okay, on the eighth day. Let's look at that clearly again, back in source five. Okay, Rav Acha Rav Yaakov, who's it? I'm sorry, first one was Rav Idi, on the third line of five. Rav Iskin, Rav Idi, Benarish, Rav Benarish, Lamit Bo Biyom and the Tamnia, not the seventh day, but on the eighth day. Okay, they allowed that. Why would they allow that? Okay, because there's no problem. Apparently, weren't worried about Srach Bita under those circumstances. So we don't have to worry about it here either. That's the Rosh Bo, like Tosis. That's Rosh, like Tosis. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. You look now in source 12, Shulchan Aruch Paskin here by us in Siv Gimel, Siv Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Gimel, Asura Litbo B'yom Shvi, period. No going to the mikveh on the seventh day. The Gemara did not, Shulchan Aruch at this point did not make any exceptions. Okay, that's the Rov Rishonim. Due respect to the Balamor. We don't accept the Balamor. We follow the Rov Rishonim. Okay, good. All right, but now, what about the eighth day? What about the eighth day? In other words, okay, so we don't go the seventh day, Srach Bita, whatever. Still, it still applies in a certain way. Even though Rashi had that Memonosha, we hold like most of Rishonim that's not true. But we don't paskin that way. We say no going to the mikvah on the seventh day. End the story. All right, but what about the eighth day? You have a question? She missed it in the night, okay? Because she go during the day on the eighth day, okay? So Tosas here, and it says again, we're going to see. The Tosas, the Rosh Bo, the Rambam, the Rosh we just saw, okay, they disallow, they say even the eighth day ain't allowed to. Even the eighth day ain't allowed to. We're going to see that the Ravid allows on the eighth day. Doesn't allow on the seventh day. And the Balamor we saw allows even the seventh day. So certainly eighth day. So different sheets. Okay? The Balamor allows even on the seventh day, certainly the eighth day. The Ravid is not ready to allow the seventh day, but he allows the eighth day. These are Shonim, most of Shonim don't allow the eighth day either. They say day is out altogether. I mean, that was the language of Tosas. Where was the Tosas? Back in, he didn't say it straight out. Okay. But he said it straight out. He says, all right. But here he says, take a look. Here Tosas says it. Here Tosas says it. Okay. Sorry. Samach Zion Ahmed, Samach Zion, Urbei Zilmasu Mishum Srach Bita. Okay. Now, he says, Lekka Leferushe, like someone would say, like the bottom line, Lekka Leferushe, the Dafka Benida Osu Mishum Srach Bita, Shadi Svur Shu Shvi, Vatipo Shvi, Samach, Mikaris. Aval Zoba Filamita Svur Shu Shvi, Lekka Yisur the Rice anyway. Don't tell me the Srach Bita is only by the Rice of Nida, but Zoba is not a concern. Okay. And he writes, because again, we know that they allowed going on the eighth day because of the abuloi, the watchmen, the guards, or whatever other things. Okay? That implication is they only allowed that because of why? On the eighth day, they only allowed it because why? It was extenuating circumstances. Mashma, that under the ordinary circumstances, what? Even the eighth day wouldn't be allowed. That's what Tosfos wants to say, huh?
seems like it works. It's just not allowed.
Right, it works, and with extenuating circumstances, we make kulas, but still be also alpha gab the chumra was there, hoisa no heges be alav, and because the chumra was, you know, the chumra was there, was already, in other words, by the days of, the Tosos is pointing out, by the days of those Amoraim mentioned in the Gemara Nidah, Samachan and Beis, source 5, Rav Idi over here, Rav Acham Yaakov over there, Rav Yehuda, Rava, those were all Amoraim after the Gzera, okay, at least some of them were after the Gzera. And yet they still said the eighth day is also why? Except because they only seem to be moderate under those strange circumstances, dangerous, the animal too cold, whatever it is, right? Otherwise, we also why? Evidently, it doesn't matter. It didn't wasn't only by it wasn't only in the pre-Rib Zera era. It wasn't only in the pre-Rib Zera era. That's what Tosus is pointing out. He says because these people were after that Humra was Noah, and still they allowed. Still they didn't allow it in the 8th day. Why in the world not? Apparently, we still have the Srach Bita concern remains, sort of. Okay? So now, and therefore, here's the key word in the 5th line, that tells us. Therefore, Hilchach, 5th line, top and bottom, middle of 13. First words in the line. Hilchach afilu bizman hazeh osur lipo bein b'ches bein b'tes bayom. Period. Now I want to go during the day. I don't care if it's the 7th day, the 8th day, the 9th day, the 29th day. It doesn't make a difference. No going to the mikveh during the day. Okay? And Rabbeinu Tam has a slight kula, the Tosas quotes here. Okay, but the bottom line, Tosas says that you don't go during the day. But the Tam has a little bit of a kula. Mir Rabbeinu Tam, she'en k'pei d'raka, she'toshu l'beisa, she'a layla. Ve'en tzorech, she'teitze b'layla m'beisa. He says, yeah, we shouldn't go during the day. But the concern is that she shouldn't leave her house during the day. She can leave earlier and even go and get to the mikveh, even if she had to leave earlier. But you might think Srach Bita, where's mom going? Whatever, you have to wait till nightfall. That Rabbeinu Tam says not. Rabbeinu Tam says that the kapeda of waiting till night on the 8th day, night on the 8th day, there he's not as strict. Because again, on the 7th, you can't go during the 7th day at all, you gotta wait for night. On the 8th day, Tosafot says no going 8th day, 9th day either. But on the 8th or the 9th day or any other day other than the 7th, Rabbeinu Tam is makel that you can go as long as you don't, as long as by the time you return home it'll be dark. You can go earlier. That Rabbeinu Tam is, you can't go 10 o'clock in the morning, but you can go late in the day. So by the time you come home, it's already dark. You follow, if again, not in the 7th, but if it's the 8th day. You with me? That's the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Huh? What? Right, that's the idea. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, he says, the shul lo the suffix lekamechim tipo he biyom somuch lechashecha. Right, it's near nightfall. Okay, it's near nightfall, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. All right, now at the end, Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam on the Bala Tosus, who allowed a woman to go to the mikveh. Okay, Rabbeinu Meshulam hit there, he should be here. Okay. Again, there was a problem of muggers and burglars out in the street, highwaymen, whatever. Okay, robbers. And so he allowed her to go lipo b'yom Shabbos u'shmini, b'od yom. He allowed her to go on Shabbos to the mikvah on the 8th day. Okay, but Rabbi Tam asked that as well. Okay, but Rabbi Tam did not allow that either. But he allowed, the concern of the ganavim, but Rabbi Tam didn't. Anyway, bottom line is, according to Tosas, you can't go during the day, the 8th day either. The Rashbo agrees, 14, the bias are by Zion Shar Beis. The low ode, the opening line, Ela af bishmini asira litbo bayom. Not even the 8th day. Okay? Now, the notes in the middle, he said, there are some people who make it to, like the Balamor. There's some people who make it even on the 7th day. He goes of Zichri, certainly go the 8th day. Okay? But Rashbot quotes the bottom where he doesn't call him by anything. The Yesh Mekilin is about three, so eight lines down, nine lines down. The Yesh Mekilin lit Paul Flugam Shri. The Rab Shimon lo Omar Osulasos Kane El Lashamish. Rab Shimon said, don't do this, he was referring to Tashmish, right? That's the bottom line. So it's not a hold like that. But he says, but Mikvah, there's no problem. But he disagrees, Eno Nachon. And he says it's after the Chorav Zera, and they accepted it, and that's it. So, excuse me, the Rashbo also is outlawing any tefillah on the eighth day. The Rambam, Hilchos Rabbi Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, source 5. Ram writes, "Odech Mir Ben Osel Atzim Chumri Yisrael Zev and Agu Kula Mechol Makom Sheish Yisrael Shkol Bas Yisrael Shor Adam Afilu Osel Atipas Kichardo Tipur Chardo Bad." No Pesach Adam still so far as on Shivin Akim. We always count Shivin Akim even the tiniest drop of blood. And I feel Rosh based in us, even though it's neither time, but it's you know, no, it won't affect it anyway. Anyway, so it said, yeah. And then at the end, he writes, Mitoveles Bilel Shmini. Okay. Should you go tonight, not on the seventh day. Doesn't hold like the Balamor. It says go the night of the eighth, orally on Shmini, right? Afopi, she's suffering Zova. Okay. O Biyom Shmini. Okay, or you can go on the eighth day, Imhoya Sham Dochak. So Rambam is willing to say you can go on the eighth day of some pressing circumstance. As a general rule, the Rambam does not allow going to the mikveh during the day. All right. So the Rambam also, the bottom line, that the Rambam is saying go to the mikveh on the night of the eighth or during the day if there was some Dochak. At least some wiggle room. But goes one of those quotes that, you know, those who argue in the whole Swach Bita point. Okay, he quotes, goes one is there in Os Aleph, in Perk Yud Aleph, Hilchus Rabbi Yehuda Chadalet. He quotes those who agree, so Rav Shmuel agrees with that. Rav said, then he writes at the end, he said, Ava Rav Yoh. Hop on the next page. He quotes the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh Kosa, the Ain Shayach Lochus Bidoris Achonim Shim Swach Bita. The whole Swach Bita concern isn't there today, like Rav Shira and Moshe. Okay? It didn't exist today. Take a look in the Rav Yoh, and Chelek Aleph. Sim Kuf Tzadi, 17, Rabbi Yom. Well, Isi Siposak or Ben Shmuel Perakatinokas, Rashbam Paskin, okay, we all treat ourselves like Zav and Zav Abel, and he seems to say, Biyom Shmini Lo Tipo, don't even go on the eighth day. Okay, don't go to the mikvah even on the eighth day during the daytime. Okay, but there, this, not the Balamor, the Rabbi Yom disagrees. Okay, he says in the fourth line of 17, "V'lo nehira epsuk, t'lo shayach svach pita b'zman hazeh." We don't have svach pita today. The concern isn't there anymore. Okay, so he's makel to allow and l'nir v'ena de svach pita lo shayach no actual lo shayach al mitzvah deraisa, and he spells it through. But at the end of the day, the Rav Yoh is saying, okay, the Rav Yoh is saying that there is no svach pita today. Therefore, tefillah should be allowed on the eighth day. Who's it going to mess up? Nobody. So how do we paskin? So look at the Shulchan Aruch. So we cook tzadi tzayin tzivdal as if 18. Vafilu imamtenes lipo ad yom ches mutes eina yechola lipo b'yom yishum srach bita. Mechaber is machmer. Look back in source 12. Yeah, that was the beginning of Sif Gimel here. Asura lipo b'yom shri. Now, that's for sure. You cannot go to Basik, for sure, the Balamor allowed it, but that's the role we've shown him. Not allowed to go on the seventh day. And now it continues here in source 18. Not on the seventh, Vafilo Imam Tennis, Lipo, Yom Ches, Otes. Anyway, the eighth day, ninth day, still, Enichol Lipo, Yom, Yishum Srach Bita. The Shach just throws in and says, Vach Ches, what if she doesn't have a daughter? Okay, and so just saying, he says, Pashin, obviously, okay. Bas. Don't have any daughters. Okay, it doesn't matter. The low plug, they're a bono. Okay. Yeah. So that's the sort of tefillah by day. It applies even if there was no, it applies to anybody who doesn't have a baby. But the Shach then does have the following case. What if we discussed already? What if a woman went to the mikveh? It was at night, all good. Now she found out the next day that there's a problem with the mikveh. And we said that it wasn't enough water in it, or she found she had a scab or something, it was a chatzitza. We discussed that one, right? So we said she has to go to the mikveh again. Can that tefillah be during the day? She went at night. There's no srach bita. She went at night. But it was a problem. That's what the Shach discusses here also in the Gemara Sukkot. Because he says, Yesh lach melechatchila. He says, even that, tefillah, it's better to be machmer, the Shach says. Okay, she shouldn't go back if she realized there's a problem and with her tefillah. She has to go back a couple of days later. Even that should not be done in the lechatchila. But here he says, but b'di'evet, okay, it works. The lechatchila she shouldn't. All right. And that's it. All right. So that's the shot. That's the shot. Okay. Now the next question is, okay, we said about leaving the house before nightfall, after nightfall, we already had Tosu Korakum in a time that if it's beyond the seventh day, so then you can leave the house before nightfall, those are gonna come back until after nightfall. Right? So here on this point, look in the goes the rush. In Nida, in his Zichus Mikvos, in Lamed Vav, again, 20. Rashbam haya machmer, shelo titbol ad shetechsha. Rashbam was machmer, she shouldn't immerse. Don't go to the mikveh. Not just don't show up at the mikveh, now you got to do a half hour with the preparations by the time you finish the dark. No, no. He says you have to wait for the tefillah. You have to wait till you have to wait till the tefillah, shelo titbol ad shetechsha. Okay? Then I said, well, you see, you can go and make preparations, okay, but you can't go into the mikveh before. But Tamay Omer, She'en HaTorah HaTmakocha, Rak She'tipol Somach L'Chashecha. You can go to the mikveh near nightfall, the Tovah L'Beisim, and She'chashecha, and only get home after dark. The Oz L'Chanecha, She'zach Bito, like you said before. Okay? So that's the question. Now, so, okay, so Ben Tam had a bit of a kula, that as long as you get home before night, then it's okay. So you can go to the mikveh early, you know, and the preparation is ready. Don't go into the water until nightfall. There have been times you can go into the water before nightfall, so don't get home until after nightfall. Okay, so it's, I mean, some of Hashem. However, it's unclear what day are we talking about. We're talking about, is Rabbeinu Tam's kula even following day seven? That even then you can do everything as long as, you know, even go into the mikveh early, as long as you don't get home? That's not clear. Okay, and you know, day seven is orally yom ches, oral our boss, the night before, right? Orally yom ches. Is that Rabbeinu Tam? Even orally yom ches. It's okay to go as long as you're not going to be home before nightfall. You can even go into the water before nightfall, as long as you'll be home until after nightfall. Is that what Rabbeinu Tam means? Or no? That night, you can't do anything with it. It's after day eight, day nine, whatever. Then you go into the mikveh, so then he doesn't, that's a little unclear. Okay? It's not really clear what Rabbeinu Tam means. You hear what I'm saying? Did he even extend this kula of make just all you got to do is make sure you don't get home before nightfall? So therefore, you go to the mikveh. It can be a few minutes before nightfall, right? A little earlier. It's okay as long as you won't get home because you're going to be in the water, right? That takes time too. It takes time to travel. So therefore, as long as you won't get home before nightfall, is that? Did he mean that even the night following day seven? Oh no, that's just a kula. You have day eight, nine anyway. The chumrah on top of chumrah. So that's not clear from the time. Okay, you look in the Mordechai in this Hilchos 21. Okay, the Mordechai writes, and Remez and Shuas, right? Remez Tavshin, Remez Iron 21. Mordechai writes, Rashbam haya matzu polechas lipo achar shechashechem. Okay, he even seems to say what I was saying before. I jumped the gun. He seems to say, look what he says. Well, lechas lipo sounds like he says, shouldn't even leave your house. I don't know if that's true because it's not the way the Rush quotes it. Take a look in 20 and 21. I don't make a big fuss about this. I don't know if it's a real machlokas or not. But the Rush writes, right? In Hilchos Mikvosim and Lamed Vav 20, Rashbam haya machmer shelo titbol. Can't go into the mikveh. Would the Rashbam allow you to leave because you have to make preparations? That it sounds. I started to say before. I was jumping the gun. The Rosh didn't say it. The Rosh just says don't. As long as you don't go into the mikveh. Right. The Mordechai's presentation of Rashbam, look in 21, and I want to make it some big machlokes. Maybe it's not. I'm just showing it to you. Rashbam haya matzik lo leches litbol lacher. Lo leches. Even go. I'm not sure. But either way, Rabbeinu Tam, lo haya matzik rakshe toshuv tiyach hashecha. Rabbeinu Tam, for sure, allowed you to go before, as long as you don't get back until after dark. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Yomor Meikel, he allowed, you know, to go even in the seventh. We don't know what Rabbeinu Tam held necessarily. Did he have that kula? Okay, did he have that kula? All right, did he have that kula by just on the eighth night, you know, beyond the seventh, or did he say that night also? I don't know. Okay, different versions of the machlokas, so to speak. The Rosh said the Rashbam shouldn't go to the mikveh until it's dark, and Rabbeinu Tam said you go to the mikveh close to when it's dark. You just can't come home until nightfall. The Mordechai quotes Rashbam saying you're not even allowed to go to the mikveh. Again, impossible machlokas. But, yeah. And again, at the end, the quotes of Mishum, we saw Mishum also allowed the case for him to go to the mikveh during the day, even if there's a pressing circumstance. All right, just take a look at the tour. A couple more things for today. Take a look at the tour in Arsim Kuf Tzadi Zayin. A good summary, 22. Neither Doraisa. Ain't a tovelas ad lel shmonim. Right, neither Doraisa, we said, can't go to the mikvah until the night before, the night after day 7. Again, not like the Balamon. Okay? Abel Zava, the Bar Torah, tovelas be in a second. Because the Balamor only disallows Tashmish at night, but he's taking over the mikvah. But that's the tour is not, the mainstream view is not that way, as we saw. So it's therefore, Azova is allowed to go to the mikveh even after sunrise, the seventh day. Mikveh Yom Kippur. Okay. She'll see something afterwards. Says the Torah. Okay. Nonetheless, he said that. They should be able to go during the day. Say, our women should be able to go during the day, the seventh day. There's no Tzrach Bita a week later. Like we explained, Zera and so on and so on. Okay? And then he adds as well that once you're waiting, nothing should be during the day. But Tamei Omer, She'ein Tzorach, okay. Then he adds, Tamei Omer, She'ein Tzorach, Lahachmer Kol Kach, Lahamtin Ad She'techshach, B'yom Ches. B'yom Ches. Even on the night of Leil Yom Ches, so to speak. In other words, I'm sorry, B'yom Ches, following day 8. Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam's Kula did not apply on day 7. We left that as unclear, right? Because Rabbeinu Tam did not say, again, after day 7, can you go to the mikvah on day 7? According to Rabbeinu Shimon, no. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Kula that you can go as long as you're not home before nightfall. All right? Yeah, but one second. But is that Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you're not home before nightfall? Did he mean that even following day 7? Or only following, day 8, 9, 10, whatever? So he says the Mordechai, I'm sorry, the tour seems to learn that it's only beyond the seventh day. Okay, not to be so machrab. Beis Yosef, Gimel, he says about what not so fair. That's two different ways. Beis Yosef points out the two different ways we saw it before. The two different ways to learn the Rashbam, and it's not clear what they were talking about. So that's not so clear. Take a look at the Bach. I'm going to say it outside. The Bach here in our simon and it corresponds to Zion. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, quotes the Rosh. Okay, now he says, Abba Rabbeinu, meaning the tour, Kosov Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Tchila, Echakach Divrei Rashbam. And that was the Derek because he's paskening like the second person of the Rashbam. Okay, so the Beis Yosef points his Machokas and he says, B'chein Nireh, The Bach basically the Kula here, okay? He says, if you're doing the preparations, there's preparation time, okay? That's the question. So the Rashbam, he learns Rashbam, those states and basically shouldn't even leave. But, here it is. Venera, the second, last paragraph. Second. Venera, the Cholza Mark, is here, wrote Rochatz and Chemes Mebesa. He said, Olech, welcome to Tvila. Hosom, the Ikim, Shem Smach Bita, Lamark, and Isle, Lamark, and Isle. Abel Kashish Mercha, to Mesa Tila, Mokom Echad, but Isha Olech, and Mod Yom, to somewhere else. Let's say one has to travel to get to the Mikveh. Okay, and today, the Mikveh in town, but let's say the Mikveh is the next town. The mikveh, after whatever, in those days, not horse and wagons, they had a walk. Okay, so the Bach has a kula that taka, if the preparations are going to be done at home, then she taka shouldn't leave until nighttime. If you're going to do the preparations by the mikveh, when you're in the mikveh, then she can leave earlier, because again, the daughter will realize that, she has to go, by the time she gets home, it'll be dark, they won't be misled. Okay, that's the idea. Am I saying correct? I think so. I think that's what the Bach means, right? So basically, saying that if you If you're doing a preparation of home, then she shouldn't leave for the mikveh until nighttime. Okay, because you're leaving earlier, then the daughter will see you did the preparation, going to the mikveh during the day. But if you didn't do any preparations at home, you're allowed to go begin the preparation before at the mikveh. Then it's another problem with Shrap Bitha. Okay, and finally, yeah, good? Okay, all right. So, again, let me just go over the shitas again, because let's keep it clear. Okay, there's some Rishonim, the Tosas, the Rashbah, the Rambam, okay, they all seem to say it's also to go to the mikveh during the day at all. I don't care if it's the seventh day, the eighth day, the ninth day. The Nida cannot go, our Nidas today can't go to the mikveh during the daytime. It has to be a nighttime. Okay, that's the majority view. All right, now we'll see, you know, what are their extenuating circumstances. We saw the Rambam, sometimes there are extended circumstances. We allow, so they're going to make sure they're extenuating circumstances. We won't allow kashrus, okay? But we'll allow, so sometimes, you know, sometimes
when
we want.
When you say kashrus means we won't allow kashrus on the seventh day.
Yeah, that day should have been. I mean, in other words.
Because it's never going to apply. So we never, I thought that Lamaskana, we're never going to, we're not going to.
No, we say no, we don't allow. Yeah, we don't allow Tasha on the seventh day because maybe
there'll
be a problem with this. It'll retroactively be a problem.
Because I thought we never allow on the seventh day. Only Shalom Bismata would be maybe allowed.
No. So 1 second. So yes. According to these, we've shown him when the Gemara said, "Now I do," it means I'll have Tefillah or Tasha.
But are we ever going to allow on the seventh day to go if there's an onus or something?
Oh, so 1 second. We'll talk about next time. Right. And the answer is sometimes we will, provided she won't be with her husband. Perhaps even on the seventh day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was only on the eighth day if we're going
to. No, so that's what we saw so far, those cases in the Gemara. We'll have to see if there's any acceptable to that. Now let's remember, on the other extreme, is a position of. So again, so according to Rove Rishonim, he can't go to the mikveh during the day. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
On eight or is it?
Not seven, not eight, nothing. Now, we saw, however, on 8th, there's someone to make on the 8th day. If they're pressing right. Something, we'll have to see that that go back to the 7th day, too, and what's wrong with it. Okay? Now, let's remember, though, the sheep of the Balamor is the other extreme. The Balamor says, you can go on the 7th day. There's no problem going on the 7th day. Okay? Like, allows you. Can't have Tashmish the 7th day, because then retroactively they're messing up. But okay, so don't have Tashmish, but you can go to the Mikra. And then the Ravid kind of has a, and therefore certainly if you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, you can certainly go on the eighth day, on the ninth day, for sure. And point the ball. And then the kind of in the middle is the Ravid who agrees with Tosas, you can't go on the seventh day, but he holds if it's past the seventh day, then you can go during the daytime. That's the Ravid about it. Okay. Those are the different sheets. Let's just finish up. Shach. 1 second. Anyway, so this is called the Vogue Royal Children. Yeah, I was right. It's called the Vogue, yeah. So here the Shah, this is really going on the earlier part of the Shabbat. And he said, I should have quoted it above there. But it's also the Tovah on the seventh day. Also the Tovah on the seventh day. So this is called the Vogue. Okay. And he said here, Mashma afilu shetipol samach hachashecha v'tavol abesim v'shetekshah. This is really what you're saying, Abram. According to the Shach, even if you'll come back after nightfall, that kula won't apply. He learns that kula does not apply. That kula does not apply on the seventh day. Okay. Okay, so the daughter can tell, so he's preparing. But the Shach said, "Miu after quotes by the Tam, we come on Geishla Hachver. We are near the Hanadaf Yom Ches, also in Shach Pita Lachud. That's what we're in the Tam. So he learns we're in the Tam. I'll be Yom Zion. The last word of the Shach. I'll be Yom Zion. Ein Lipo Klaus Tov Hachasher. That will definitely not work. Okay. All right." Okay, so tomorrow we'll see some other cases. But bottom line is, we don't allow most authorities do not allow any kind of tefillah during the day, whether it's seventh day, eighth day. And there's a further question: just so the machlok is, how about going to the mikveh? Is that you're not allowed to go during the day? That's questionable. Again, as we saw, to go during the day or to, okay. So we'll see more about this case in the next class. Okay, so I think that's the opportunity for him. And okay, can we stop this here now?